Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker unveiled a package last week aimed at boosting the state's economy. But will the legislature go along? I'm Adam Frenier, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt. Good to talk to you again.
Good morning, Adam.
The $775 million package is aimed at helping out small businesses and bolster workforce development programs. Some of the initiatives have been announced before, and others are going to need legislative approval. Matt, will lawmakers okay this?
Some of it, I think you can expect them to okay. The question is whether or not they're going to agree with some of the funding sources. For instance, the governor's got about $100 million in his proposed budget that would go newly towards a small business recovery program. The problem is how he pays for it with a sales tax acceleration collection reform that lawmakers have multiple times rejected in the past because they think it's too cumbersome for small businesses. The other piece of this is capital borrowing program. There's a close to $300 million bill currently being negotiated by the House and the Senate that could help businesses into the next couple of years with a grant and other supports. That is being talked about. Some form of that will probably get passed before the end of the year.
Baker has continued to say that federal support is going to be needed to help deal with the economic impacts of the pandemic. Matt, how much more can the state do, like this recent proposal by Baker, without getting new rounds of federal assistance from Washington?
Yeah, like we just talked about, some of these capital grant programs can be recapitalized as part of the state's traditional borrowing year after year. But we're talking tens of millions of dollars. The new grant program the governor proposed last week, about $50 million for small businesses, where in the HEROES Act, the state was expecting billions in support, which would really free up the budget to continue to do a lot more of the things that businesses need and help them buy supplies like PPE and a whole lot of other things. That's why you're seeing the governor say this is not a substitute for a federal relief package.
Shifting gears, Matt, COVID-19 numbers remain on the rise in Massachusetts, including an increasing percentage of positive tests. If things continue the way they have, do you see the Baker administration walking back some of the reopening steps they've taken? As the governor talks about helping the economy, isn't it possible he'll decide again to close more sectors if this trend continues?
It certainly is possible. I think what you're hearing from the governor is that they're not anxious to go back to what they did in March and April and just put a blanket shutdown on the economy. We saw last week that they walked back the reopening of ice skating rinks, for instance, because the state's contact tracing programs identified more than 30 clusters linked to ice hockey tournaments, games, and practices. The potential is there that this could happen in other sectors if the state observes and collects information that certain business types, certain activities are causing spikes or clusters of COVID-19.
And Matt, early voting continued over the weekend, but late last week, the Secretary of State's office said 30% of registered voters had already cast ballots. With vote-by-mail so popular, are you hearing chatter about Massachusetts making this a permanent thing for future elections?
Yeah, it is definitely on people's minds on Beacon Hill. The latest reports over the weekend, over a million people have now voted by mail. That's probably more than a quarter of the total ballots that will be cast this election. And there is talk about what to do moving forward. I've also talked with some town clerks who think some form of this is here to stay. The question is, how do you pay for it? Because while it's being done this year under extreme circumstances and trying times, the clerks recognize that this workload is not a sustainable model for future elections. So if the legislature wants it to stay for good, they would probably have to provide some supports for cities and towns, or they could modify the way this works and reduce it.
Matt Murphy is a reporter and associate editor with the State House News Service in Boston. Matt, thanks as always.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.